Listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
That's me. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WNRN and the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call. Pretty excited today because we've got a new project that WNRN has put together with several members of the community, which includes a number of teenagers at one of our local schools that we're all excited about. And we're here today to bring you the inaugural program a little later on in the show, as well as interview a lead coordinator in making all this happen, the Radio Resources Project, and Mary Burris, who's one of the lead coordinators in making it all happen. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. Of course, Thanks. We do have the heat on. That makes this a much more enticing place to be on this kind of Sunday.
Absolutely.
So, Mary, we're talking about the Radio Resources Project. We're going to hear the 30-minute throwdown in about 15 minutes. Tell me about the idea for the project. What is the project, and how did it come about?
I was an arts and culture writer in the area for many years and approached Benson, the news station manager here at WNRN, about doing some community projects. I had thought about the marriage between Music Resource Center and WNRN as an obvious partnership. And so we chatted about it, and he said, okay, make it work. So I went to Damani Harrison at Music Resource Center and said, hey, what if we could put together something where your kids could be on the radio and play some of the MRC music? And he said, that would be great. Let's do that. So that's how it started.
It all sounds so simple. Was it that simple to make it happen? You just make a phone call here, a phone call there, tell everybody, hey, here's some free radio time. Come on down.
Well, Rick, nothing is ever simple and nothing is ever free. So it took a little more planning than that, but that was how the initial seed was planted. And Damani and I worked on what sort of skill set we thought the kids should learn and what they should gain out of it. And the Tandem Friends School was looking for a similar project. So they actually approached Music Resource Center and said, hey, we're looking to partner with you. And they said, hey, how about this radio resource? And that's how that came about.
You talk about abilities and getting together with Damani Harrison, who runs the Music Resource Center. Wake Up Call has done a program on that a long time ago, and you're not here from the Music Resource Center, but explain that to some folks who may not be familiar.
Well, Damani is the program director at the Music Resource Center, and he's been teaching kids, as you know, how to write music, record music, produce music. They produce a CD every year. And so that's his role. And my role just basically was coordinator from the beginning. So.
But the Music Resource Center, my understanding is it's unique to our area here in the Charlottesville, Central Virginia area. They provide, it's not just teaching on how to do the music, but they do cover all types of music, depending on whatever the students are interested in doing. They're not feeding them into some of the more basic genres. And at least when it started, again, back to my early interviews in the early years of the Music Resource Center, it's much like music meets, and I'm not diminishing the age of anyone, an after-school program. It's taking students who, you know, once school is over and putting them into a positive environment.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so we just wanted to expand the kids' options here with Radio Resource and say, okay, you've learned the skills that Radio Resource can offer. Here's the next step. So the kids are learning how to create a radio program, you know, how to choose music, how to decide what goes on air, what doesn't go on air. And they've also come up with some really cute original things like what apps are cool, you know, things that are relevant to teens, what movies are cool, which are not. And they also have a weird Animal of the Week segment, which is hilarious.
For those who listen regularly, maybe my dog Lazarus can participate in that sometime in the future. Mary Burr is here from WNRN. She is the lead coordinator on putting together the Radio Resources Project and the upcoming 30-minute throwdown. We're going to start that at about 11:15 and play the whole thing for you today, the inaugural program of the 30-minute throwdown. Mary, are there, we've mentioned that the Tandem Friend School are the students participating this time around. Are we rotating schools is the next issue? Because we're going to be doing this the first Sunday of every month, correct?
As far as I know, of course. Programming is not my job.
But there will be, the plan is to have a different 30-minute show every month.
Yes, at least.
Will there be different schools involved? As the coordinator, will there be a different school? Will Western Albemarle or St. Anne's Belfield be involved in January and then February?
Well, that's an excellent question. And actually, this year is the pilot program. So that's why we have one school represented. The idea, the concept is to open up the program to kids from all area high schools so that ultimately the ultimate plan is to have kids from different schools working together. It just worked out this way, luckily for us, that there was a school just ready to jump in and do this program. So that's how Tandem is. Tandem will be the sole school until spring, I think, is the plan. And then there will be a summer program also.
Now, it's meant to be a community project. Why WNRN? Why Music Resource Center? Why Tandem Friends School?
Well, WNRN, because WNRN is the independent music radio station here in our community, and it's been a community radio station since its inception, and it's just felt like we can do more in the community, or WNRN can do more in the community. So that's why WNRN was the obvious choice. And Music Resource Center works with all sorts of people in the community. And like you said, it's sort of like kids can go after school and, you know, not only do their homework, but learn music skills for the music business that they can use forever. And they form bands. I mean, it's a really cool program. My daughter's in the program, and so I have sort of an inside view. She's meeting all kinds of kids, and they're writing music together, and she wants to form a band and record. I mean, that's so awesome. And then Tandem has a history of not only being involved in the community, but also infusing creativity into their curriculum so that they have a strong music program, they have a strong theater program, even though they're a teeny school with, you know, very few resources. So this is a way to expand on their resources and expand on the creative element of the school. Does that make sense?
1108 makes perfect sense to me. 1108 here on WNRN and the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. Our guest to start the morning, Mary Burris. She's a lead coordinator on the new Radio Resources Project. We'll be playing their inaugural show in about 7 minutes. Stay tuned, 11:15. We'll start up the 30-minute throwdown. Mary, the whole thing sounds fun, but why is it important?
Well, it's important for a lot of reasons. Like I said, it gives kids an idea of what it means to put together a radio show. I mean, not an idea, they're actually doing it. So they're learning how to write and read radio script. They're learning how to choose music that I wouldn't say tells a story, but creates a mood and, you know, builds up energy and then relaxes. And I mean, they're learning all that energy. And they're really building confidence in their skills. I think Damani was telling me is like the kids in the beginning were sort of nervous and kind of shy. And then as they got to know each other and become familiar with Damani, and he's just the most relaxed, cool person that you can imagine, they just took off with their ideas, just exploded, and they just started having so much fun. And then, like I said, when you hear it, I've heard this 30-minute throwdown already because it's pre-recorded. And the kids start out, you can hear in their voices, they're a little bit nervous in the beginning. And then by the end of the program, you can hear how their confidence has built. I mean, it's so rewarding. It's really exciting.
Again, the Radio Resources Project and the upcoming 30-minute throwdown just a few minutes away here on WNRN. Mary, many people would say that radio is dying.
Yeah.
So why are we teaching teen students about a skill set that may be no longer needed in 5 years or 10 years or 2 years?
Well, you know, I disagree with that statement, radio is dying. In fact, I see through the internet just an explosion of production options of all different kinds. And what you're going to learn in basic radio production is the same kind of thing you need for basic film production, for theatrical production, anything you're going to do online, it's the exact same skill set. So, the instruments you use might be slightly different, but the concepts are the same. So, and with online radio just exploding all over the world, these kids have the opportunity to learn something that can affect more people in more ways than ever before because of the internet.
And again, the Radio Resources Project coming up in just a minute. The number of students who are involved?
We have 11. And I don't think they all go into the studio at the same time. I'm pretty sure they don't do that.
They didn't come here at the same time because this is a tiny little room.
Exactly. Let's see. I have a list of names here. Shannon Clark, Caleb Turner, who I think will be speaking with you a little bit later.
Caleb's going to come in at the after the pre-recorded part's over and talk from his perspective of the 30-minute throwdown and putting it together.
Mm-hmm. Aliyah Williams, Craig Epstein, Phoebe Schuyler, Kate Dean McKinney, Sondra Boyle, Sam Corkin, Scotty Chambers, Jordan Drexel, and Kate Bollinger. And here's an interesting little tidbit about Caleb that I'm sure he can tell you about later. But he has been so inspired by the Radio Resource Program and putting together a 30-minute throwdown that he's decided he wants to make this his career. Like, he's a senior, and a light bulb went off in him. And that is, as a teacher, any teacher can tell you, when you have those light bulb moments and kids are inspired by something like this, it's just the most rewarding thing that can happen.
That makes the project worthwhile all in itself.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. 11:13 on the wake-up call. We're going to put on the Radio Resource Project's initial, the inaugural, the original, first-time 30-minute throwdown. Hang tight.
WNRN thanks the following for their support of independent music radio.
T&N Printing, serving Virginia since 1982. In addition to printing and copying, T&N specializes in construction document management, as well as dry mounting, binding, and mail services. T&N offers FSC-certified printing, an internationally recognized standard for production and consumption of forest products. T&N Printing can be reached at 434-971-8976 and t-nprinting.com.
Ragged Mountain Running Shop, No. 3 Elliewood Avenue on the UVA corner. Ragged Mountain specializes in hard-to-fit feet, injury resolution, and training advice, and features nearly a dozen brands of running shoes. Charlottesville's community running headquarters since 1982, the Ragged Mountain Running Shop.
The Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond presenting the Salzburg Marionette Theater's performance of Mozart's The Magic Flute on Friday, December 6th at 7:30. Celebrating 100 years, the Salzburg Marionette Theater brings unique and magical interpretations to opera and theater. Details at modlin.richmond.edu.
You're listening to the 30-Minute Throwdown.
30-Minute Throwdown.
30-Minute Throwdown.
30-Minute Throwdown on 91.9.
91.9. 91.9. 91.9. 91.9 WNRN. Let's just get this over with.
Welcome to the 30-Minute Throwdown on 91.9 WNRN. I'm Caleb. This is a new type of radio, a collaboration between WNRN and the Music Resource Center of Charlottesville, premiering local musicians and the popular music of our generation. Like 30-Minute Throwdown on Facebook and Twitter. Send us song suggestions, especially if you're a local musician.
Scotty, this is a radio show ran by High School is For. High School is coming at you with local music and the hottest music. We search high and low for the hottest music, popular and underground. We also have the best strange segments like Weird Animal and Crappy Apps. If you like what you hear, follow us on Facebook for a complete list of songs and information that was aired today. 30 Minute Throwdown.
Hey guys, my name is Shannon, and first up we have an original song called Pine Forest by Kate Bollinger. Kate is a sophomore at Tandem Friends School who recorded this song at the Music Resource Center in Charlottesville. Also, feel free to check out Kate's SoundCloud. That's soundcloud.com/Kate-Bollinger-1. Thanks for tuning in. You know you like it.
In the pine forest, no light hits the ground. In the pine forest, but one willow tree around. And this willow tree I swear was chopped down just being there. Though its roots are growing strong, it was helpless to put a stop to it. Oh, this is hard to hear, I hope it don't damage your pride too much. And I know this is hard to hear. And I know this is hard to hear, I hope it don't damage your pride too much. And I know this is hard to hear, but you're wrong. In the pine forest, smoke filled their brains but not the sky. In the pine forest, chopped us down but nobody knew why. And this willow tree I swear was chopped down just being there. Though its roots are growing strong, it was helpless to put a stop.
You're listening to the 30 Minute Throwdown on 91.9 WNRN. This is gonna fry your chicken.
I wanna be free. I wanna just live inside my Cadillac. That is my sh. And I'll throw it up. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
In my CADILLACB. Can't see me through my tents. I'm riding real slow. And my paint wet, dripping, shining like my 24s. I don't got 24s, but I'm on those Vogues. That's those big white walls round them 100 spokes. Old school like old English in that brown paper bag. I'm rolling in that same whip that my granddad had. Hello, haters. Damn, y'all mad. 30K on the caddy, now how backpack rap is that?
In some Burning Mac would have been prouder. Looking down from heaven like damn, that's stylish. Smiling, don't pay attention to the mileage. Can I hit the freeway illegally going 120? Easy weaving in and out of the traffic. That cannot catch me, I'm smashing, I'm ducking, bucking. I'm out here, I'm looking fucking fantastic. I am up in the classic, now I know what it's like under the city lights. Riding into the night, driving over the bridge. The same one we walk across as kids. Knew I'd have a whip, but never one like this. Old school, old school. Candy paint, two-seater. From Seattle, there's hella Honda Civics. I couldn't tell you about paint either. But I really wanted the caddy, so I put in the hours and moved the Volvo to the dealer. And I found the car, dreamed of as a bargain with the skeezer. Got the keys, and as I was leaving, I started screaming.
I got that off-black Cadillac, midnight drive. Got that gas pedal, lean back, taking my
time.
move your ears so I be sublime. It's enjoyable to know you and the concubines. Begin this, take off your coats, ladies act like gems. Sit down, Indian styles, you recite these hymns. See, lyrically I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JV's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questers who invade the air. Hold up a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, some shit is universal if you got knowledge of Dolo or Del for self. See, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. Acute at that. So, who that, do that, do that, that, that.
Come on.
Who that, do that, do that, that, that.
Yeah.
Who that, do that, do that, that, that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back cause I'm wet. Digging it. So, run and tell the others cause we are the brothers. I learned how to build bikes in my workshop class. So, give me the sword and let's not make it the last. Some said Quest was whack, but now is that the case? I have a quest to have a mic in my hand. Without that, it's like Kryptonite and Superman. So Shahid come in with the sugar cuts. Fife throws my name, but on stage call me Dynamut. When was the last time you heard the fight for sloppy? Lyrics anonymous, you never hear me copy. Top notch, baby, never coming less. Sky's the limit, you got to believe up in Quest. Sit back, relax, get up out the path. If not that, here's a dance floor, come move. And non-believers, you can check the stats. I roll with Shahid and the brother Abstract. You can know the time when Quest is in the jam. I never let a statue tell me how nice I am. Coming with more hits than the Braves and the Yankees. Living mad fat like a whole besides Bambi. The wackest fools try to diss it makes me laugh. When my track record's longer than a DC-20 aircraft. So next time that you think you want something here, make something different, take that garbage to St. Elsewhere.
And we're back to the 30-Minute Throwdown. I'm Shannon, and you just heard White Walls by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis and a war tour by Tribe Called Quest.
It is, Scotty, and those were all great songs that you just heard, but we have so many more that I'm super excited about coming up next.
Next up, we've got a cover of Ingrid Michaelson's The Way I Am, performed by Charlottesville area high school student Britlin Scott. You can find more of Britlin's covers at Reverb Nation. That's reverbnation.com/Britlin Scott.
Light, I'd find a match.
You're listening to the 30-Minute Throwdown on 91.9 WNRN.
Throwdown on 91.9 WNRN.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those little ditties were Roy G. Biv by Boards of Canada, Diviner Sage by Poe Raskin, a rock collective out of Crozet made up of former Western Albemarle students, and More Like Us by Helena Aldous, former Monticello High School student living in Richmond.
And now we have Phoebe, Aaliyah, and Jordan coming at you with our news and some other random stuff we think you should know.
This is the newsstand. I'm Aaliyah, and our Vine follow of the week is Rudy Mancuso. And our watch movie on Netflix is the Shaq All-Star Comedy Jam, South Beach. It's a stand-up comedy, and my personal favorite person on there is Arnaz J because he's funny as heck. So our do-not-watch is The Human Centipede because that movie is just disgusting and it made me want to puke. So if you enjoy eating like me, then don't watch it.
Speaking of videos, Robin Thicke won't be performing with Miley Cyrus anytime soon. I'm sure you've heard about it, but for those of you without internet or TV or friends, this duo caused quite the uproar at the VMAs when Cyrus twerked on Thicke, a 36-year-old married man with children. The direct quote from him when asked if performing with her at the MTV Europe Music Awards is, "Oh no, 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 definitely no, definitely not." So when it comes to Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus, the lines definitely aren't blurred anymore. Now to you, Jordan.
Thank you. So our funny news story this week comes all the way from London. 160 sheep were stolen from a town called Wool. How? I have no idea. They were electronically tagged, so how they are still not found is a mystery. The police have not said anything either. So back to you.
There was also a LSU fan acting like a dinosaur on national television. Why? I don't know. The news link for that video is on our Facebook page if any of you want to watch it. And also the sheep article is on there too.
Speaking of weird animals, our animal of the week is the star-nosed mole. The star-nosed mole is a hamster-sized mammal that resides in northeastern America and some parts of Canada. I like the star-nosed mole because it's blind and fully relies on its nose, kind of like my mother. This has been news with Phoebe, Jordan, and Aaliyah on WNRN 30 Minute Throwdown.
Now we have a Charlottesville rapper and former Monticello student Jay Griff with Hello.
You have a cute face with a beautiful waist. While you run a girl, I'm trying to keep pace. Let me say hello, 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 hello. If you like a good time, girl, a two time, we can have a moment with me and you shine. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Hey, darling, beautiful lady. Your swag is from the 80s, and I'm thinking we can maybe grab a drink or two. Oh, what I think of you? I think you're fine, there ain't nobody replacing you. They need a date for you, if you ain't got one. You're too cool for cool, gon' make it hot, hun. Your smile got sun, I see the glow in it. You're from the south, go ahead, Sheryl Crow with it. Thinking we can grow with it, if you ain't got a man. If you ain't ready for that, baby, I understand. Well, I ain't got plans, and you ain't got none. So why not move forward like a pawn, huh? Let's make moves like you, huh? Keep it real, no bull, young Luar. Tell them other boys they can screw off. Cinderella story, you ain't gotta take the shoe off. You have a cute face with a beautiful waist. While you run the girl, I'm trying to keep pace. Let me say hello, 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 hello. If you like a good time, girl, a two time, we can have a moment with me and you shine. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Was it the eyes or the hips, the pretty tattoo or the smiles on her lips? Why I'm feeling like this? Can't imagine we be chillin' like this. Come on, how you steal me with a kiss goodbye? Got me higher than a jet in flight. Give it all just to have one night to do whatever you like. Never worry about the bickers and fights. Keep it cool, no Tina and Ike. We just breathing through life, I'm believing you right. If you believing in me, then we believe in the hype. If we believe in the peace, then we see in the light. If we believing in love, then we believing in life, right? A wrong don't matter. We can do what's, don't condone chit chatter from others who utter negativity. We tryna live above. See you have a cute face with a beautiful waist. While you run the girl, I'm tryna keep pace. Let me say hello, 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 hello. If you like a good time, girl, a two time, we can have a moment with me and you shine. Let's go, 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 let's go. I'm tryna keep pace. Let's live for the moment. We ain't tryna win a race. See, back then I ain't had a heart to play safe. Now I'm all grown up and I'm looking for a mate like
that you can't slay. Being single for forever, how can you stay sane? See, where opposites attract, it's a beautiful thing. No flings, we don't need no rings to validate that.
30-minute throwdown, better than pizza rolls. And nothing is better than pizza rolls. 91.9 WNRN.
Midnight, but my voice still shining down, down.
That was Monster by Paramore and Man on the Moon by Amy Moody, a Charlottesville singer-songwriter and winner of the Arthur C. Green Rising Star Award. You can find more information on her website at amymoody.com. That's A-I-M-E-E, moody.com.
Thank you all for listening to the 30-Minute Throwdown. We hope you had as much fun listening as we did putting this thing together. By the way, we're always looking for local artists to shout out, and we take requests, so just contact us.
If you want to find out more about what was aired on the show, you can visit and like our Facebook and Twitter at 30 Minute Throwdown. Thanks for tuning in to 91.9 WNRN. You know you liked it.
When I'm feeling down because people are being insensitive about me crying for 3 hours because my cat died, I tune in to WNRN, the 30 Minute Throwdown on 91.9.
And there you go. The original 30 Minute Throwdown, part of the Radio Resource Project. Between WNRN and the Music Resource Center. Hang tight.
Support today for WNRN comes from
the Markets of Tiger Fuel Company, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street.
The Jefferson Theater, presenting Holidays at the Jefferson, a classic burlesque and vaudeville showcase on Saturday, December 7th. Individual tickets and table seats for Deanna Danger and her crew's burlesque and vaudeville show are at jeffersontheater.com. Holidays at the Jefferson, a classic burlesque and vaudeville showcase on Saturday at the Jefferson Theater.
Hi, I'm Debbie Lyle from St. Anne's Belfield School and the Hope Community Center. Once again, we are presenting the annual Hope Chest. This clothing, toy, and household item giveaway will take place at Venable Elementary School on Saturday, December 21st from 9 to noon. The event is open to the public, but is specifically to benefit low-income and refugee families this holiday season. Donations are being accepted at the Hope Community Center through December 19th, weekdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. The center is located at 341 11th Street Northwest in Charlottesville. We are also looking for volunteers to help with collections and organizing items in advance and in running the event on the 21st. For more information about Hope Chest and volunteer opportunities, email me at dlyle4hope@gmail.com or visit us online at thehopecommunitycenter.org. I'm Debbie Lyle, making a community connection on WNRN.
Make your community connection with WNRN. Email connection@wnrn.org. With your nonprofit event or organization's information, Independent Music Radio, WNRN.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And thank you once again for being with us here on the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. Our guests, Mary Burris, she's the coordinator for the Radio Resource Project between WNRN and the Music Resource Center. We just heard the initial program, the 30-Minute Throwdown, put forth by the Tandem Friend School. We have another guest in the studio now, Caleb Turner. Caleb, one of the students from Tandem who helped put that program together. Caleb, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, run it over from work. How kind. With your comfy shoes on. your role in the Throwdown, please? What did you, you know, were you involved in the entire 30-minute aspect? How did that work?
I pretty much came up with the name. We were sitting around, everyone was coming up with names. We had sessions on Friday mornings at school during first and second period, and we'd come in and brainstorm ideas, and that one just came to me, and everyone thought it was a good idea, so that's how we came up with the name.
Well, put the check mark next to you for that. The first, the initial cool part of 30-Minute Throwdown is always the name. What were you, did you put together the music as well? There were 11 students. Mary Burris, still here with us, told us that there were 11 students involved. Was everyone participating in all aspects? There was music. We heard some news. We heard some opinion about what movie to watch and not watch. Was everyone involved for all aspects?
Pretty much everyone's involved with everything, like with the music and the big things that you hear, everyone's involved. But then we get down to like what we say when we're DJing or what news segments, how they say it and all that. That's in the subcommittees that we break off into. But when it comes to music, it's a collaboration between everybody. Like the first person we heard today was Kate Bollinger, and everyone agreed today that should be the person we play for the first song, which I think we're going to do a local person for the first song from now on for the rest of our shows.
What's your background in terms of before joining this project? Are you a musician or just interested in radio and being a DJ or producing a show?
Oh, well, I try to be a musician. I'm a very bad one, but I'm very interested in music. Radio has always kind of been of interest to me, and this came up, and I just jumped right on it.
When you go to Music Resource Center, because that was where you went for, I think my understanding is a six-week class. Is that correct?
Oh, it was actually the six-week class was at school. That's what we did first and second period. And then we go to the studio there to start recording everything.
Were there aspects to the project that were more interesting than others to you or easier for you than other parts of the project for you personally?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, like the we had to do timing things where I guess when you're on the radio, you have to fill in segments for a certain amount of time. We had to talk and do, let's say, a segment for 15 seconds and get it right on 15 seconds. And a lot of people had a lot of trouble with that, but that was easy. And then my favorite thing was probably making splashes and fill-ins and stuff like that.
What was something you found more challenging?
Ooh. Brainstorming is pretty much. I just have so many ideas and just can't really get one focused on, you know? So
Caleb Turner talking with us from Tandem Friends School, the school that put together the original, the initial 30-minute throwdown that you heard for the last 30 minutes or so. Mary Burris also here with us. She's the coordinator between WNRN and the Music Resource Center that has the Radio Resource Project going on. Mary, question, how do you determine or identify the best days and times to air that? Because what we heard was a variety of things from hip-hop, a little light rap. We heard a singer-songwriter. We heard some rap, some rock.
Well, it's funny you should ask me that question because I had no say in the time that the program aired. So the station manager here at WNRN, Dave Benson, he thought this would be a good time period to do it. And so that's how it came about. I really don't have the inside scoop on that at all.
Do you will the program, the 30-minute throwdown, play multiple times? Will we hear it during Locomotive, which is a program here on WNRN that is, I guess, designed around Central Virginia bands and music?
I think the only discussion that I've been a part of or that I'm aware of at this point is that the pre-recorded show will happen once on the radio, and then we have a podcast happening. And as far as other times, I'm not privy to that. Again, that's a Benson decision.
Caleb, have you heard about anything on your end where the program may be played more than this one time?
From what I've heard is we're going to try and get as many pre-recorded as we can. We have two more we got working on right now, and I think we're going to try and get one at least once every two weeks, and if we can, more than that.
And you can always, again, today's program has been recorded, will be posted as a podcast on under Wake Up Call on SevillePodcast.com as well as WNRN.org. I'm not sure if it will be, sounds like none of us are sure whether it will be a solitary podcast for just its 30 minutes, but I'm sure we'll find out. WNRN is very proud of this project and the outcome of it, so I'm sure that we'll be announcing it, where you can find it, in any and all future upcoming shows. Caleb, why do you think Tandem was selected? There's certainly a large variety of schools here in the Charlottesville, Albemarle area, public schools at Western. We have St. Anne's Belfield. We have schools that are such as the Renaissance School, which in its name tells us that there are many artistic students and teachers involved. But why Tandem?
Well, I'm not quite sure about the exact decision, but what I'd think is Tandem's very open to new ideas, and if you just come in and come with something, they'll totally let you roll with it and support you 100%. So I think Damani and Terry thought that would be a great place to come in and try and start up the show.
And you mentioned Terry. Terry Allard is my understanding of who that is. What role did she play? Did she play a role in helping put the show together?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, she pretty much tells us what we can and can't do, and what songs and like editing, and kind of gives us all the professional background. And then Damani's there to like show us all the like how to do radio, pretty much.
When you talk about what you can and can't do, what were some of her suggestions?
Like what we can say for news segments and how 16-year-old-ish we can get.
How 16? Well, and there's some etiquette issues that have to be addressed too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What kind of etiquette issues are we talking about? I mean, I heard somebody say heck instead of H-E double toothpicks. Is that what you would say if you were like nine? Is that what you're talking about with etiquette?
Yeah, just simple things like that, and then saying things and like certain things that some younger people don't know might be offensive to some other people, you know. Just.
And then this is a community radio station, so they're hyperbole about products and things like that have to be omitted.
Oh, I could probably afford to take that class. It would probably be helpful to me as well. I'm surprised I haven't been assigned that. Kayla, we were talking about some of the music. Obviously, a wide variety, a number of different genres. We heard, Rusty, what was the name of the one song that we were talking about? Ingrid Michaelson song. Was that, were there local student musicians playing that song for the young woman who was singing it fabulously, we should say? Or is that just an instrumental recorded soundtrack that she sang over?
I'm not 100% sure on that one because I might have not been there for that song decision, but most of the songs we do are all the musicians play their own music and have people play their music for them, not pre-recorded.
All right. Mary, we were talking about funding and the need to make this happen because the Music Resource Center is a local independent nonprofit organization, WNRN, same category. Again, it's those two organizations which have brought about the Radio Resources Project, of which the 30-Minute Throwdown is its first episode.
Correct.
So talk about the funding and how we can make sure that these projects continue.
Well, funding is always the thing when you're talking about nonprofits. So Radio Resource is a separate entity from WNRN and from Music Resource Center. So it falls under the umbrella of a 501c3, although it's not officially a 501c3. You would have all the benefits of that if you wanted to donate money to support this program. Of course, there are costs. All kinds of costs, equipment costs and transportation costs and education costs that are involved. And so if anyone wants to support Radio Resource Program, we would be happy to have their donation.
And we did hear about that during the program. We heard check out our Facebook page. But the Facebook page itself wasn't listed as what it is. But, Mary, you found it online. Caleb, do you remember what the title of your Facebook page is?
It's a 30-Minute Throwdown. If you just type in it, it should pop up. It usually does.
Is that 30, or am I spelling out the numbers?
30, no spelling.
All right, 30-Minute Throwdown.
Is one word, right?
Yep. One word.
Mm-hmm. And, again, Mark Smith, host of WNRN's Grateful Dead and Friends, called up and was asking about local musicians participating by covering jam bands. And I found this note in my homework from Mr. Benson, who runs WNRN. Local area teen musicians submit music to the program by contacting Damani Harrison at Damani at musicresourcecenter.org. So, Mark, pass that along to anyone you might consider. You can also contact Mary Burris here at mary@wnrn.org. You can find Music Resource Center. Go to the 30-Minute Throwdown Facebook page. A little contact back and forth. Caleb, you talked about upcoming shows again, 11:57 here, just a few moments left with Caleb Turner, Mary Burris, talking about the Radio Resources Project and the 30-Minute Throwdown, which we just listened to. Upcoming shows, you talked about how you're already working on a couple. What's upcoming? Next week on the 30-Minute Throwdown. What are we going to hear?
We have like more local musicians, more music, pretty much just a collaboration of everything we like to listen to and think you guys would like to listen to.
Are you going out in search of music? Is it the 11 students sitting around going, hey, I like this. Hey, I heard this. Are people contacting you like we just mentioned?
Definitely everything. We're in search of it. And with the great thing with the Music Resource Center is people go in there to play music. So we have a wide variety of music that we can pick from all the local musicians of Charlottesville because they go in there to play their music.
They have years of pre-recorded music from bands that have come through Music Resource Center. So they have a vast collection of music from which these kids can draw.
All right. Just a moment left with Mary Burris and Caleb Turner. One of the things that caught my attention most was just listening to the talent that came over the airwaves. And it's a lot of times teens are overlooked with the talent because the assumption is that you are working on your talent. You can't have your talent yet. Caleb, have you found that working with anyone through this group has sort of overlooked you in any way?
I don't think so. I think everyone is just kind of been go out there and do it and just see what you can put out there, and we know it's going to be awesome.
And that's what WNRN is telling you. That's what the Music Resource Center is telling you. That's what Tandem Friend School is telling you. Have you run into anybody on the road as you promote this who says, yeah, okay, whatever, I'll try and remember to listen?
Yeah, there's a couple people I've contacted to see if they'd like to put their music on there. They're like, oh, is it just some small-time show? I'm like, it's a great promotion for your music. I mean, it's going to be if you want to send anything in, it'll be awesome. So,
and last word, Mary, we had Channel 19 here.
That's right. Yep, Fox, what, Newsplex was here this morning.
You can listen to check out the local Channel 19 Newsplex and see a brief interview with Mary. You can get a little few pictures here about the WNRN studio if you haven't visited before. Again, send an email to mary@wnrn.org. Submit your local music, Damani, D-A-M-A-N-I, damani@musicresourcecenter.org. Caleb already working on the next couple shows with the rest of the students at Tandem Friend School. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next week, David Toscano here to talk about upcoming Virginia legislature.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at wakeupcall@wnrn.org. The wake-up call is produced by Brandon Wong. Tune in next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.